Shalom everyone. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashat Bereshit. So excited. We are going to begin the Torah again this Shabbos. And always when we learn Torah, especially when we start again learning the Torah, we have to remember that the Torah is not a history book and it's not a science book. That's right. Sometimes the Torah tells us history, okay? But is not the goal of the Torah. The goal of the Torah is to tell us what Hashem wants from us. And how do we see it in the Torah? So first of all, we have mitzvot. The mitzvot is Hashem is talking to us and tell us what He wants from us. But another way to learn what Hashem wants from us is through the stories that we have in the Torah. Especially in Sefer Bereshit, that is a Sefer that we have so many stories. So we're going to focus today about one point, about the story of the creation. And again, when we learn in the Torah the creation, we don't learn the history, how it exactly happened in the history, and how according to the science it's happened. No, we try to learn from how the Torah describes to us the creation. We need to try to learn what we can learn from that. And I want to focus, Bezrat Hashem, in the creation of Adam. Adam and Chava, okay? Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was born in the last day of the creation, on Friday. Why? So the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin brings two reasons for that. The first reason is that Adam HaRishon, Adam, it is so important that all the creation was created in order to serve him. And therefore, Adam HaRishon was born the last one because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create him after everything is ready already. And then he will be created to a world that the world is already prepare for him, okay? And he can use the old world, of course, to use it to worship Hashem. So therefore, Adam HaRishon was born the last one. Think about it, for example, when we have a guest, when we have an important guest. So we don't let him to come and then we are going to tell him, you know, now we're going to prepare the table. No, we prepare the table before he came. And when he's coming, everything is ready. And this is one reason. And the second reason is totally the opposite. You know why Adam was created the last one? Because if Adam will be arrogant, so you know what we're going to tell him, Sayyidah Gemara, we're going to tell him, you have to know, even Yatush, Muscado, was born before of you. So why we have a Gaive? According to this point of view, the human being was created the last one because it's not because he's so important. No, the opposite. In order to show him that he is not so important. It's very interesting that when Tnuat HaMusar began, we talk about the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, when it was Slobodka and Novardok, they also argue about the same point. The way of Novardok was that the way to make a Musar is by telling to us that we are not so great. We just flesh and blood, basar v'dam. So we shouldn't waste our time in our life in nonsense because we are nothing. And on the other way, it was a Slobodka, the Saba Mislobodka. He claimed that the right way of Musar is to tell to a person, you know what a huge neshama you have. You have a divine neshama. And therefore you shouldn't waste your time in nonsense because you are much bigger and higher than that. And you know, I think both are right. On one hand, human being, especially a Jew, is a really, really great. He has a great neshama. And human beings, they are smart. They create many things. They did all technology that we did. as a society and all the knowledge that we have, computers, etc., etc. Wow, it really shows that human being is a great, it's something very, very special. On the other hand, we know, especially now with the coronavirus, we know that what virus can make for the world. And so both of them are right. Why? Because what makes us great is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we feel, if we feel that we are a tube, a tzinor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then we really great people. But if we think that all our wisdom and all our power come from us, so then we really need to know that we are really nothing. And I think that also when we talk about education, we have this both way, and I think that we need both of them. If I can say, to my humble opinion, most of the time we need to use the greatness of us, kind of human being. We have to talk how great we are, how we have divine neshama, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us wisdom, etc., etc., and to talk about all our talents and ability. Of course, to know that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have really to talk about how great we are and how we can do many, many things. And by the way, this is written in our Parashat Shavua. The Torah says about the Shabbos, Shaser Bara Elokim. So the psukim that talk about Shabbos, the Torah said, not only the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bara Elokim La'asot, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that Bnei Adam will improve the world, and this is our goal. But on the other hand, we also need to have in our personality the attitude, the knowledge that we are just basar v'dam, flesh and blood, and we have to know that, because sometimes yetzer hara is coming, and when yetzer hara is coming, the sechel doesn't control in that time. And in this time, we have to tell to ourselves, no, it's not worth to make the scene, because what we are just bnei adam, and we need to really to worship Hashem. And I think that especially in the current situation, maybe the world was too much to the direction that Gadlut Adam, that talk about how we are great and how we control everything, and we make the atom, and we make all these amazing things in the science. So maybe the world went too much to the direction of Gadlut Adam, and maybe the coronavirus come to teach us also to be humble, to understand that we as a human being without God, we are nothing. And Bezrat Hashem, we all be zoiche to make this combination. On one hand, to improve. No, not to sit in the chair. No, not at all. To go, to do, to improve the world, to make everything better, to find drugs, to find all the things that we need in order to make the world better and better. But from point of view that we know that everything is coming from Hashem. Okay? And to be humble. And Bezrat Hashem, these two things together, to do, but from a point of view of anava, that Bezrat Hashem will really take the world to be a better place. Shabbat Shalom.